Good morning. And a very warm welcome. Some of us are warmer than others, I think, at this point. And a very, very happy Christmas to you all. And especially a very warm welcome and to you, Katie. And thank you for all that you do for us throughout the year. Thank you. So, from now on, it will run smoothly. So there's only one notice. At the end, there will be a collection at the door, and that is for Action for Children. And now we call upon Andy, who's going to begin our service. So the tapes are there. Thank you.
We celebrate the coming of Christ, the light of the world.
Became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's Son, full of grace and truth. Amen. We sing, O come, let us adore him, true God of true gods, light of life eternal, sing choirs of angels, yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. in our prayers. Miraculous God, we know this story so well. All the characters are familiar. All the words are known by heart. All the songs have been sung so many times. We love this story and its comfortable, comforting familiarity. We praise you for the miracles which come to us in the familiar. At the centre of this story is the eternal God stepping into human history, the all-powerful one choosing to live in fragile flesh, the Creator becoming a creature. We praise you for the miracle of God becoming human. At the centre of this story is a God who reveals God's self to men and women, a God who works miracles through ordinary people who say yes to God, a God who enters every willing soul to birth new life. We praise you for the miracle of your life within us. And so we praise you. Miraculous God, may we see you, know you, and be united with you again this Christmas time. May our lives be changed by your miraculous love, and may we become part of miraculous salvation now and always. Amen. Joshua and Joseph are going to come and share to us our Christmas story. If there are any changes in the words they share and the words I share, it's my fault.
Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 20. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Thank you. going to sing Come and Join the Celebration. God is with us. And there's some instruments down here if anybody would like one. Earlier than normal today. Did anybody get up earlier? Quite a few people putting hands, some not so happily as others. What time did you get up? What time did you get up? Do you know? Was it 6 o'clock? Oh, that's early for you. What time did anybody else get up? What time did you get up?
6:30.
6:30. Oh, 7. Oh, that was very kind to Mum and Dad, that was. What about you? What time did you get up?
6 o'clock
as well. And Howard, you said it was an early start?
7.
7. 7 early start. What? It's very exciting, wasn't it, this morning? So has anybody brought anything? I can see something. What have you got here? What's this?
Potato.
It's a potato. It doesn't look like it. Oh, it's a Mr. Potato Head. Oh, that's a... Can you hold it up for people to see? Can you hold... Shall I lift it a little higher? There we go. Yay. You have to show me what that does afterwards. Anybody else brought a Christmas gift with them this morning?
Well, I have one.
What did you have? What have you opened?
I've opened my one from my brother's baby.
Oh, fantastic. You're going to be really busy this afternoon. What a brilliant present. Anybody else bring anything? What have you opened something this morning? Yeah, what have you got? Can I hold them up because so we can see? Whoa. We've got two little creatures here. It's got a wobbly tail. Have they got names? No. I have to name them. And one very sweet looking one as well. They're gorgeous, aren't they? Anybody else? So there's some possible Lego underneath the wrappings. It'll be exciting to see. And have you opened any presents, Sarah, at the back? Have you opened any, Ariette and Elisa? No? Well, not yet. Maybe later on. Anyway, yes, sometimes some people open them when they get up. Some people open them after tea. Some people open them after the Queen when we can recover and there. Now, one of my favourite stories, I'm going to have to use your imagination because I left some of it in another church. But it's my story from Chile, and it was a story of somebody who didn't have very much money, but wanted to buy some really nice shiny wrapping paper to make the presents look pretty. But when he went to get the wrapping paper out, there were only little bits of paper left in the cardboard tube. Probably one of his children had used all the paper, and he was really upset, but he decided to hold it in and not say anything, even though he was a little bit cross. But anyway, when it came to Christmas Day, hastily prepared box under the tree, and he could see that it had some of his wrapping paper stuck on it. And he was curious. As the presents were being given out, came to the end, and his little girl said, "This one's for you." He was really excited. A present for him. So it didn't matter about all the paper after all, because she had covered it, imagine, covered it with lots and lots of paper. What could it be? Anybody want to have a look in and see what it might be? Want to help me open it? Yeah, want to help me pull the paper off? Hey, that's brilliant. And then if we open it, you ready? Oh, what's in it?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, sorry. I didn't see you come up behind me there. Sorry. Did you see what's in the box? Anything in there?
No.
No, nothing. Sorry about that. Well, he was really upset and he said to her, "You do know you're supposed to put something inside a present, not just waste all the paper without putting anything in." He was obviously slightly stressed after all the Christmas preparations. And she said, "But Daddy, I did fill it. I filled it to the brim. I blew in all of my kisses. And they're all for you." Oh, you know, it melted his heart because she'd given him the best present ever. Whilst it didn't look like there was anything in there, it was full of her love. And you know, he kept this box for ages. He kept it under his bed. Even when she'd grown up and moved away, and occasionally he'd open it and just remember her love for him and his love for her. Now, I know it wouldn't be very exciting if all of your presents under the tree were empty and had nothing in them. But you know what I love about this present is the invisible thing that's so precious. And it's precious there in every one of your gifts. It's all the gifts that are given in love. We can't see the love, but we can feel it, can't we? And we can't see Jesus with us now, but we can certainly feel and know that love and experience that love and keep that love with us always. That little girl didn't have to give anything that year, but she chose to fill a box full of love. And we remember that God chooses to love us freely, giving us a love that's not imposing or demanding or controlling, but a love that's inviting and generous and attractive. You know, it's an unlikely container for a precious gift, isn't it? It's not the prettiest, even with a few patches of paper. And the manger was an unlikely place as well. So the most precious gift, God's Son, you'd expect that to be in a palace or somewhere really important. But God God chose for Jesus to come into a very ordinary, humble place. And perhaps he did so to remind that his love is for everybody, not for kings or emperors or the most important people, but for ordinary people like you and me, for everybody. Perhaps by coming into the very poorest of places and inviting the shepherds and saying, "You are worthy," it reminds us that there isn't a single person who isn't worthy of God's love and isn't truly and deeply loved by God. You know, this box could have just been discarded. He could have just thrown it away as rubbish. You know, it was a fragile gift that God chose to give to us in Jesus that could have been ignored. It's not a complicated gift. It's a gift that's freely given for us to receive. The most amazing, accessible gift of love for all of us. You know, during Advent, we've remembered, you know, our waiting on God. But we also remember that God has been waiting on us and perhaps waiting for us to say yes. All we need to do is to receive that precious gift of love, to welcome it into our hearts afresh this Christmas, to know that that love is freely given for all of us. Joshua and Olivia are going to share a reading with us now.
A boy has been born for us. A child has been given to us.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
Setting aside his power and glory, homelessness, he enters human story. Christ comes to earth.
This is the hour God shows his favour, sending his son's creation, Saviour. Hope comes to earth.
Now in his hold of darkness broken, as hearts and minds to God are open, light comes to earth.
And in this babe for all to see, love is revealed, God's heart lies open.
As the incarnated word is spoken, God comes to earth.
Well done. See, amid the winter snow, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Draw me, draw me, draw me.
Let us pray. In this season of peace, we pray for peace in places where there is anger and war and fear. We pray for peace with integrity and justice. May the child in the manger be a reminder of another way and a greater light, one that unites every race. We pray that your light will dawn in our darkness. We pray for those who are travelling today, travelling to get home for Christmas, but also those who are travelling, fleeing homes no longer safe places to return to, and those walking to keep warm with no shelter they can call their own. We pray that your light will dawn in our darkness. We pray for all who are sick and for all who care for them. We pray for those who are lonely. And we pray for those who we mourn and will miss at our table. We pray for your light in our darkness. We pray for your healing light to enfold all those who are unwell. God with us, your Son embodied your life-giving words, gave flesh to your compassion, ministered your healing touch, revealed your love and transformed lives. As we gather at the manger, may his closeness bring comfort where there is desolation, hope where there is despair, company where there is loneliness, and freedom where there is fear, light where there is darkness. Reveal to the world that you are not far removed, but grounded in human lives, dwelling in each heart. Accept our thanks and praise for your love that we can feel and experience and know is with us always. Amen. We have an opportunity now to light a candle, if you wish, and there are lots more candles than those there. An opportunity that you might wish that candle light to reflect your saying yes, like Mary, yes to receive God's love and light, yes to follow his ways afresh. You might also, though, wish to light a candle to think of those who are in different places of the world today that you can't be with. Or you might also wish to light a candle to remember those who are held in the arms of God's love and care, those who we miss but are very much with us in our hearts today. And so a time to light candles if we wish, and perhaps Avril might play for us. Or actually, Avril, sorry, there is some music. My error. Thank you. We listen to the music, The Names of Christ. If you wish to light a candle, please do. gracious God, we thank you for what each of these candles represents, for those we remember in our hearts this day, our commitment to saying yes to you. We thank you for your love in our lives. We thank you for those who share their love with us and for those whose love will always be with us. We share in a prayer on the screen. Light of God of gentleness, of hope and of peace, yours is the love that can conquer hate, the peace that can destroy violence, the joyful wonder that can transform cynicism and despair. Plant deep within us the gospel of hope and transform us in the love of Christ Jesus, that we might take up the angel's song through Jesus Christ, born among us long ago. Amen. We sing, Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. And yes, if you want an instrument, come and have one. Jesus' light and love through the way in which we live. And I just want to say a huge thank you to the community here, because you truly do show love and light in so many different ways to our children and families, to In Together, to Lunch and Club, to all who come through this building. So thank you for your generosity, your love, and the light that shines through you. I hope that you will have a joy-filled day, filled with love. May the wisdom of the wonderful Counselor guide you, the strength of the mighty God uphold you, the love of the everlasting Father enfold you, the joy of the Prince of Peace be with you and yours this Christmas time and always. Amen. Shall we sing? We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.